Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Ron LaFleur. Batting second. The right fielder, Jerry Morales. Batting third. The DH, Rusty Staub. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Steve Kemp. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jason Thompson. Batting sixth. The catcher, Lance Parrish. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Phil Mankowski. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Mark Wagner. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Mark Fidrich. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Mike Cubbage. Batting second. The shortstop, Roy Smalley. Batting third. The left fielder, Ken Landreau. Batting fourth. The DH, Glenn Adams. Batting fifth. The catcher, Butch Weiniger. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Ron Jackson. Batting 7th. The second baseman, Rob Wilfong. Batting 8th. The center fielder, Willie Norwood. Batting 9th. The right fielder, Rick Sofield. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Paul Hartzell. And now, play ball. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. LaFleur moves to second. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Sofield. Staub reaches second base with a double. LaFleur scores. Morales goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0. Tigers. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Landreau. Kemp reaches second base with a double. Staub scores. It's 3-0, Tigers. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a fly ball into left field. Landreau settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish strikes out. Two outs. Phil Mankowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mankowski is walked intentionally. Mark Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Landreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreau strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Twins nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. LaFleur hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes LaFleur. The throw from Weiniger and he is safe. LaFleur steals second. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Morales hits a fly ball into center field. Norwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. LaFleur moves to third. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Staub hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Sofield. Staub reaches second base with a double. LaFleur scores. It's 4-0, Tigers. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Weiniger for a passed ball. Staub moves to third. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Kemp hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Sofield. Kemp reaches second base with a double. Staub scores. It's 5-0, Tigers. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-1 in the game. Thompson is walked intentionally. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-1 in the game. Parrish hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Weiniger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thompson scoops it up and throws to first, with Fidrich covering, for the out. One out. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger hits a fly ball into right field. Morales settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong hits a line drive towards short. Trammell reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Twins nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Phil Mankowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mankowski is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Mankowski hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mark Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-for-1 in the game. Wagner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mankowski moves to second. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0-for-1 in the game. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Mankowski moves to third. Two outs. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. LaFleur hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mankowski scores. It's 6-0, Tigers. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Morales hits a fly ball into right field. Sofield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Willie Norwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norwood hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Sofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sofield takes first base on ball 4. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 0-for-1 in the game. Cubbage hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Wagner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0 for 1 in the game. Smalley hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of LaFleur, who is chasing the ball. Smalley reaches third base with a triple. Sofield goes all the way around to score. It's 6-1 Tigers. Ken Landreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreau is 0 for 1 in the game. Landreau hits a line drive into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Twins 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got 3 RBIs. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jackson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Staub for the out. One out. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got 2 RBIs. Kemp hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Thompson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. There goes Kemp trying to get to third. Norwood throws the ball into Cubbage, who tags Kemp for the out. Thompson moves to second. Two outs. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 2 in the game. Parrish hits a line drive into right field. Sofield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0 for 1 in the game. Adams hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kemp. Adams reaches second base with a double. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0 for 1 in the game. Weiniger takes first base on ball 4. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mankowski fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Adams moves to third. Two outs. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilfong hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kemp. Wilfong reaches second base with a double. Adams scores. It's 6-2, Tigers. Willie Norwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norwood is 0 for 1 in the game. Norwood hits a pop-up towards third. Mankowski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Twins 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Mike Baksik now pitching. Phil Mankowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mankowski is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mankowski hits a fly ball into left field. Landreau settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0 for 2 in the game. Trammell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Sheldon Burnside now pitching. Bombo Rivera pinch hits for Rick Sofield. Bombo Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera takes first base on ball 4. John Castano pinch hits for Mike Cubbage. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano hits a fly ball into right field. Morales settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Smalley strikes out. Two outs. Ken Landreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreau is 0-for-2 in the game. Landreau hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wagner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Twins 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Bombo Rivera now playing right field. John Castano now playing third base. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Morales hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Jackson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles. He's got three RBIs. Staub takes first base on ball 4. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single and two doubles. He's got two RBIs. Kemp hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jackson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kemp for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Jose Morales pinch hits for Glenn Adams. Jose Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Morales settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Weiniger hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-3, Tigers. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Jackson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Randall pinch hits for Rob Wilfong. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell misplays the ball. That's an error on Trammell. Jackson moves to second. Jack Billingham now pitching. Willie Norwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norwood is 0-for-2 in the game. Norwood strikes out. Two outs. Bombo Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Rivera hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Twins 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Randall now playing second base. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Thompson takes first base on ball 4. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-3 in the game. Parrish bunts towards third. Castano fields it and throws to first for the out. Thompson moves to second. One out. Phil Mankowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mankowski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mankowski is walked intentionally. Mark Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 0-for-1 in the game. Castano hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mankowski fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Smalley takes first base on ball 4. Ken Landreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreau is 0-for-3 in the game. Landreau hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Smalley moves to third. Jose Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0-for-1 in the game. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wagner fields it and throws to second for the out. Smalley scores. Two outs. It's 6-4, Tigers. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Weiniger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wagner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Twins 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0-for-3 in the game. Trammell hits a fly ball towards center. Norwood settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Norwood. Trammell moves to second. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. LaFleur hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Norwood who is chasing the ball. LaFleur reaches third base with a triple. Trammell scores. That run is unearned. It's 7-4, Tigers. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Brett now pitching. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles and a walk. He's got three RBIs. Staub hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Castano settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single and two doubles. He's got two RBIs. Kemp takes first base on ball 4. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Thompson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. LaFleur scores. Kemp moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 8-4, Tigers. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-3 in the game. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards third. Castano fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Twins 4. The Twins will come to bat. Lynn Jones now playing center field. Aurelio Rodriguez now playing third base. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Jackson hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randle is 0-for-1 in the game. Randle hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Willie Norwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norwood is 0-for-3 in the game. Norwood strikes out. Two outs. Bombo Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Rivera hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wagner fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Twins 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Gary Serum now pitching. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Serum juggles the ball. That's an error on Serum. Mark Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Wagner bunts towards third. Castano fields it and throws to first for the out. Rodriguez moves to second. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0-for-4 in the game. Trammell hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Jackson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lynn Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a pop-up towards short. Smalley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Twins 4. The Twins will come to bat. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 0-for-2 in the game. Castano hits a line drive into center field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got one RBI. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Landreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreau is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Landreau hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jose Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Morales hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Landreau moves to second. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Weiniger strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 8, and Minnesota Twins, 4. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.